CEO and founding partner of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, Craig Bolanos. Craig, good morning. I guess the big question right now is about this dock workers strike and how that will affect our money. What do you think?
Well, national strikes don't happen all that often. And when you've got people not working the docks from Texas all the way through Maine, I think retailers and other people in the supply chain are going to be a bit worried that they're going to be drawing down their inventory. But, Bob, all strikes typically prove to be temporary. And as a result of that, I think Mr. Market and the economy are still heading towards this soft landing.
As you know, the Fed chair suggested that the central bank would likely refrain from extra large interest rate cuts if the economy remains on solid footing. Do you think it will? You think that will hold?
Well, I think it all depends on what your definition of extra large interest rate cuts might be. But the question I get, I think you're hinting to this, is what changed over the last 6 to 7 weeks now that the Fed has said, hey, we're going to do 50 basis points. They gave it to us. There's a chance we get another 25 or a 50 basis point cut right after the election on November 7th and again in December. And it's this simple. I think the Fed finally came to the conclusion that the huge inflation spike of 21 to 23 was largely caused by supply chain impacts, to a lesser extent, all of the stimulus and deficit spending. And if that's their worldview, then they had to ask themselves, with all of those things gone, why would we leave rates so stubbornly high? And I think more cuts are coming. We'll get at least another 50 basis points by Christmas.
Is the next big number financial advisors like you are keeping an eye out for the job report that we'll get on Friday?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, coming up, the next 4 weeks are really going to be important, starting with the jobs data, because we're going to get jobs, we're going to get ISM, we're going to get PMI. And at Wealth Management Group, I am not so much focused on the next round of Fed rate cuts. I'm solely focused on the economy, because right now this market is priced for a Goldilocks economy, and we need to continue to have everything hit just right if people want to keep the party going, especially with the run in the S&P 500 up to 5,700.
Pretty soon it'll be time for Christmas shopping, and that consumer spending number is going to be important, isn't it?
Consumer spending is going to be all the rage. I mean, you know, I haven't yet seen the holiday decorations out in the store. Dare I say Halloween is in the air, but give it another 3 weeks. Retailers will start swapping it out even before everyone says trick or treat. You know, I think consumer spending is going to be okay. It is going to look good because the jobs market, while the hiring's not there, we're not seeing the big layoffs. We just need to make sure we get through this election without damaging consumer sentiment. If we can do that, then we still have a strong holiday season coming into the end of the year.
What do you look for in the manufacturing numbers?
Well, you know, when you take a look at all these different indicators, manufacturing has been the one thing that's kind of bumming us out. That being said, manufacturing is not a gigantic part of the U.S. economy in the way that it used to be. That's why we spend more time focusing on services and other things. But what would I like to see? I'd like to see an uptick in the ISM, the manufacturing data in the U.S. The last couple of months have been soft. We have this number, it's just a number, it's 50. And right now the number has been decidedly below 50 for the last 3 months in a row. Maybe we can get an uptick coming into the fourth quarter. Fingers crossed, but I'm not betting the house on it.
The stock market ended this quarter with record highs. And heading into the election, is it pretty much a hold now, do you think, that people are just kind of staying on the sidelines, that investors are waiting it out?
You know, I would like to say this. I mean, after the jobs data we get on Friday, that's going to be so important that you mentioned, we're going to all turn our eyes to third quarter earnings. The big banks are going to get it kicked off in 2 weeks. Then we're going to get some critical technology names thereafter. But if I were to tell investors you know, invest for the long term. But if you said what to expect in the short term, it's Halloween. I don't think it's going to be all trick and treat. I think there are going to be some scary goblins and ghosts out there, and be prepared for volatility in the month of October, not because it's October, not because it's an election year. It just feels like we're due for some volatility, the likes of which we had in August. So any what I call 5% drops, don't panic, probably buy them. If we actually get a 10% correction, same thing. Mm-hmm. Don't panic, probably buy it. But everybody should be looking to rebalance their portfolios back to their target asset allocations, stocks, bonds, alternatives, after such a strong third quarter that you mentioned.
Are those allocation percentages that you guys have always recommended changing now?
Well, you know, it's unique to each individual, because everyone deserves something that's bespoke. Everyone deserves something that's custom. You know, getting retired and staying retired is not nearly as easy as it used to be now that pensions aren't as big of a deal. But relative to those custom allocations, what we're looking at our company for our clients is, should people have more money in small and mid caps now that we're bringing interest rates down, really acting as a pressure relief valve? Should we continue to overweight technology and healthcare the way we have, or can we allow ourselves to broaden into other sectors? Because if this market's going to continue to hit new highs in 2025, it's going to have to broaden. It can't just be done on the back of a handful of technology companies. Those are some of the talking points I think people should be focused on coming into year end.
And more information is available. Just go to investwithwmg.com. Craig Bolanos, thank you. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.